We're starting Bezus Hashem, Hilchas Malicha, Shir 16. We're holding Simon Ayin, Sif Hei. Let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Yesh oimrim sheboso shenimlach oso lahashoisoi b'milchoi la'achar pleitas kol tziroi. Dahainu shtemis reishois. There are those that say that it's oso to leave meat that was salted in its salt until after all the tzir comes out, which is 12 hours. Lefisha choizu ubaylea milachluchas dam sha'olav usha'al ha'melach, because the blood that's on the surface will get reabsorbed into the meat. This is the opinion of the Rajba. V'yesh matirim, for those that matir, la'ashoyseh b'milchay afilu kama yomim, to leave it in its salt even many days. This is the opinion of the Rosh. L'chatchila yesh locho shol divi ha'isrim ubedyeved mutter. The Mechaber Paskin is that l'chatchila one should be choshish for the oisrim, and therefore should not leave the meat in its salt for 12 hours. But if you left the salt on for 12 hours, it is mutter. So let's see, Shach Chav Dalet. Yesh oimim shebosa shenimlach. Bebeis yosif kosov, shedin zeh toli bedin disimin samachtes reish sif chof. That this din is toli in the din of simin samachtes, in the beginning of sif chof, which is maisa derashi. Ayin shom.
The Rosh by Maisa Derashi says that the reason that it's a mutter when it falls into a klisha in a manuka after Shem Malicha is because the blood on the surface dries in the salt and will not go back into the meat. So over here, certainly, if I left it on the rack till after the tzir comes out, it's a mutter.
But the Torah's Chatas klal yudalad din dalad kosav. But the Torah's Chatas says that filu lamay de machmirim le'el le'asuk beklipa, even though by Maisa Derashi he asks a klipa, hainu mishum the hosam anuroyin. We see that the salt takes out more tzir, because the tzir is sitting in the kli. And since it's sitting in a perforated kli, osur. The meat is osur. It will cause the blood on the surface to go into the meat. But in our case, it is, you left it on the perforated kli. We're not worried that the meat will absorb from the salt that's on it. The afim yifla dam, because even if it gave off dam, mishrak shorik, it will slide off and it won't get reabsorbed. Lachen shorik b'dievin, therefore it's mutter b'dievin. Not kan.
So in short, what the Shach is saying is that according to Torah's Chatos, even if you're machma, but Maisa Derashi, in our case it could be mekel, because since it's still in a kli manukav, we can say mishrak shorik. So the Shach asks,
V'af agavda, im nofal basar, shekvar pola domoy, v'tziroy, etzel basar shloy shor, adayin shir malicha asr, k'mashikosav barav, resh sifav. And even though if meat that was already finished giving off all its blood and sear falls onto meat that's in the middle of Shir Malicha,
the piece that's finished giving off its blood and sear is Aser, because we say that it absorbs blood from the piece of meat that's in the middle of Shir Malicha.
And that's even in the case of a Kli Menukav. And we don't say Mishuk Sharek, we don't say that the blood slides off the meat.
The difference is
that over here is different because the blood already came out of the meat during Shir Malicha.
What remains
is only the lachluchas or tzir that came out after Shir Malicha, which is only moil. That's how we paiskim, according to those that matter Maisa Derashi, they hold that what's on the surface won't aser. Even though we hold that what's on the surface is blood, in our case, we can rely on the reason that will slide off. There's also those that hold that after it finishes giving off its blood, the salt loses its strength, or commotion is by Sham, like we said by Maisa Derashi. Therefore, over here we rely on Mishok Shorek, because we have a combination of the reason that either what's on the surface is only moil, or it's Pasuk Koyach HaMelach, and therefore we can say Mishok Shorek. Masha'enkin, Lakamon. However, further on in Sifvav, where we're talking about it touched a piece of meat that's giving off blood, in that case, since it's definitely blood, we won't rely on Mishuk Sharuk, and we'll ask for the piece that is sitting next to it. So now let's see Sivvov. Now, it would be worthwhile to see the Besyetzef inside, but since it's basically a review of the opinions brought in Tosfos that we've already learned, I think that it can be done by yourself. Let's just say outside quickly the opinions. The Ran brings three opinions. The Ran himself holds of Eide Detoid Lifloit, Loit Bola, but not of Eide De Yiflut Amide, Yiflut Masha Bola. So therefore, if it gets absorbed, there will be no way of taking it out. So the only time it's mutter if it doesn't get absorbed at all. Therefore, if the meat is giving off blooded sear, it won't get absorbed, and therefore will be mutter. But if a piece of meat that was not yet salted, or a piece of meat that's finished giving off its sear, touches another piece that's giving off blood, it will get absorbed, and once it gets absorbed, there's no way to get at this blood. That's the Ran. Then there's the Rabbeinu Yoina, that holds of Eide De Yiflut, that if it still has its own blood, and it absorbs blood from a different piece, when its own blood is removed, the blood that's absorbed from the other piece of meat will go out along with it. But if it's salted after all the sear comes out, then since there's no sear or blood of its own, then the blood that gets absorbed will not come out. That's Rabbeinu Yoina. Then the Ran brings Rabbeinu Tam, who holds of Mishuk Sharek, the Damplata never gets absorbed into another piece of meat. And then the Besyetzef brings the Rabbi Yosef of the Rashba, that we've mentioned before, that holds that in order for the Sultan to remove blood that it gets absorbed, it does not need its own blood. We say straight, Kibay Lekach Poltoit.
Just like salt puts in blood, it will also take out blood, even if the meat does not have any blood of its own.
Therefore, even if it's finished giving off its blood and sear, and absorbs blood from a different piece, salting will remove that blood. Those are the four opinions. So let's see the Machaber. Yesh Oisrim Litein Basar Shaloi Nimlach Klal. There are those that say it's Asr to put meat that was never salted at all. Oi Shenimlach Opalat Kol Damai, or it was salted and gave off all its dam. In Basar Shenimlach Koidem Plates Dam, together with meat that is being salted to give off its blood. That's the Shach Avav says.
When the Machaber says that it gave off all its blood, it's talking about either that there's still tzir in the meat and it was washed, and the reason it's aser is because it's nistamin nikveya plata, the veins are closed, and therefore it will absorb from the other piece, or we're talking about a case where not only all the blood came out, but all the tzir came out, and therefore it will absorb from the other piece. So from here we see that the Shach holds that washing will close the nikveya plata. We'll see more about this in the Taz. So the Mechaber continues.
If it's finished giving off all its blood and sear, it will be aser, because the meat that was not salted, or that was salted and gave off its blood and sear, will absorb from the other piece, and now it will no longer come out. This is the opinion of the Ran. V'yesh matirim. Then he brings those that matter the meat, through salting that you salt afterwards. Because then, when you salt it again, it will take out the blood that got absorbed. So now over here we have a machlokes exactly what this opinion means. That both the Taz and Shach say that this is the Rashba, Rabbeinu Yoina, that hold of Eide De Yiflut, and what is going on in the first case, where it was never salted, so since it still has its own blood, when I salt it, to take out its own blood, it will take out the blood that's absorbed. However, the Aruch HaShulchan learns that this is the Rabbi Yosef of the Rashba, and he's talking about both cases. Both, if it was not yet salted, or if all the blood and tzir already came out, and it absorbed blood, then it could be salted to take out this blood. Because the Rabbi Yosef of the Rashba holds Kabbal HaKach Polte, and it is not necessary to have its own blood to remove blood that absorbed from a different piece. Then the Mechaber brings a third opinion. V'yesh matirim b'chol zeh. There are those who matter in all these cases. So what does this mean? Again, over here we have a machlokes. According to the Taz and Shach, this is the Rabbi Yosef of the Rashba, that v'yesh matirim in all cases to resalt the meat to take out its blood. But the Aruch HaShulchan and the Bir Agua learn that this is the Rabbeinu Tam. V'yesh matirim means even without salting the meat. Rabbeinu Tam holds of Mishuk Sharek, so therefore it never got absorbed into the other piece. And therefore, even without resalting the piece, it will be mutter. So the Machaber concludes, Lachatchila yishlachash l'devihah oisrim. Lachatchila, we should be choshish for the oisrim, and you should not put a piece of meat that was not yet salted, or a piece of meat that was salted, and all of the tzir came out, together with a piece of meat that's now being salted, that's the middle of Shir Malicha. But for the Yebed, in all cases, it would be mortar. And then it would come out of machlekes between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shachan Taz, whether or not a second salting is required to take out this blood. Now, in order to approach the Ramah, the Prima Godim, when he sums up the Ramah at the end of the Simen, in Sif Sedas, of Kotan Nun, he says that there are three possible cases here, and in each case, there's six possibilities. The first case that the Ramah talks about is a piece of meat being salted touched another piece of meat. Now, the other piece of meat can be in six different stages. The first stage is that it was never washed or salted. The second stage is if it was washed but not salted. The third stage is that it was salted and it's in the middle of Shir Malicha. The fourth stage is that it's salted and it's after Shir Malicha but within 12 hours. The fifth stage is between 12 and 24 hours. And the sixth stage is after 24 hours. Now we have to see as we go through the Ramah what's the din in each of these six stages. Then the second part of the Ramah will discuss these same six stages where the piece fell into tzir. And then the Prima Godim further divides this. If it fell into a tzir in a kli menukav, is case two, and if it fell into a kli she'ena menukav, which is case three. Which we'll see in the Ramah is together, but in the Shachan Taz we'll see differences between the two cases. So now the beginning of the Ramah discusses, as we said, a case where it touched a piece of meat that's in the middle of giving off blood, at the middle of Shir Malicha. So now before we start the Ramah, let's see the Shach Sivkot Nechov Tes, who discusses the case if it's not washed. A piece of meat that was not washed nor salted. The Ramah doesn't directly deal with this case. Now let's see the Shach in Sivkot Nechov Tes. We'll start six lines down in the Machon, which says Umashakosav Hamachaber. So now let's see. Umashakosav Hamachaber Lahatir Bidi Ebid Babasa Shalay Nimlach Klal. When the Machaber says that it's Mutar Bidi Ebid, a piece of meat that was not salted at all, Mayri Shahudach Mitchila. Now it's speaking about a case where it was washed. The piece that touched this piece in the middle of Shir Malicha was washed. The Lavkain, that if it was not washed, Tapik Lay, then Nimlach Baloy Hadochak Kamaisa. The Asar Filu Bidi Ebid. The piece should be asur because since it's touching a piece that's being salted, it's the same as it's salted without hadocha kamaisa, which is asur. Afilu b'diyevet mipnei shamelach mavliyei ledam be'en shalav, because as we learned, the salt will cause the surface blood to go into the meat. Be'ene yoytse shuv lo yaldei malicha v'lo yaldei tzliya, and the dam be'en won't go out not through salting and not through roasting. Ukudila el simen samachtesiv beis, like we learned before in simen samachtesiv beis. So the Sif Sedas explains that even though the stam and the mechaber over there matches the meat to be salted afterwards, since over there he brings a yesh, oisrim, so over here too it's a question of why over here he's mekel, and just says the stam without bringing another opinion. And since he doesn't bring another opinion, it must be that he's talking about a case where it was washed, and therefore we don't have the problem of dam behin. So the Shach continues, v'chein ma shekosef harav di'im loy nimlach klal, when the Ramah says later on in the Sif that if it wasn't salted at all and it fell into tzir, it's mutter through washing and salting. Also, it has to be talking about it was washed before it fell into tzir. Since if it fell into tzir, the tzir should cause the dam be'en to go into the meat. So it has to be it's washed, and therefore it's mutter because it's only dam pleita, and dam pleita will come out when it's salted to remove its own blood.
But if it wasn't washed before it fell into tzir, the meat will be aster because the dam be'ein will get absorbed in the meat and it won't come out.
This is explained according to what it says in the Shari Doira, and the Ramon Tereschatas. However, in a different place in the Goyis Shari Doira, it says, Hashem Rav Yaakov Sasson Emek, in the name of Yaakov Sasson Emek, Da'afilu l'may da'asrinon that even according to those that ask for meat that was salted without hadacha rishona, over here it's mutter if it falls into tzir. Ayin shama tam. See there the reason. The Shach will bring the reason shortly. This is also what the Issa v'heter says in the name of the Mordechai. Basa shalei hudach v'lei nimlach, meat that was not washed or salted, v'nafal tzir choizer Umaydichai umalchai umutter. If it falls into tzir, you can wash it, salt it, and then it will be mutter. Over Din Beis Sham Pirshatam. Over there he explains the reason. The En Koyach Berisichas Hatzir Elol His Baleya Hi Atzma. Beloy Lahavliya Hadam Be'en Sha'alav L'Soichoy. The heat of the tzir will only cause itself to go into the other piece, but it will not cause the dam be'en to be absorbed into the meat. It only has the power to absorb itself into the meat, but not to absorb something else into the meat. So therefore the dam be'en doesn't go in, and therefore it could be resalted. This is how the Mashal says, in his Issa V'Heter, which is in the Sharadura, and the Yom Shel Shloima, and Simen Ayin Zayin, V'chem Pirush HaBach. This is also how the Bach explains. That's why the Paiskim and the Mechaber don't say that it was washed and not salted. So he's retracting what he said before, and now he's saying that even if it was not washed, it would still be mutter, if it falls into tzir. And the same should be if it touches another piece being salted. This is what it says in the Issa V'Heter of the Maharil. Chaticha Tfeila, Shalainim Lacha Adayin. A piece of meat that was not yet salted, v'nis'arva ben maluchais, and got mixed up amongst other pieces being salted, v'nishta b'neim, and it was left there, oise chaticha asuva, this piece is asur, v'lo yimoyal l'malcha shenis, and will not help to salt it again. Why? Because the dam be'en will go in. Amnam imhutcha terem sh'nis'arva, if it was washed before, it was mixed up in the other pieces, yachsar v'yedicheno, you can wash it again, v'yimlicheno, and salt it. Alkan l'sheni. So over here we see that if it was not washed, it will be asur, because the dam be'en will go in. So the Shach explains, Nireh d'shani hasam kiven shenis arvava ben hamaluchos v'nishta asham, since it was mixed up amongst many pieces of meat, and it was left there, imkein efshe shekibla tam me'ah melech atzmait. It got tam from the salt itself, and that will cause the dam be'en to go in. So since it's many pieces, and it was left there for some amount of time, therefore it will go in. But if it just touches one other piece of meat that's being salted, that will not have enough koch in the salt to cause the dam be'en
to get absorbed.
The Gilui Mashado says that this would be Tali in the Machlokes that we learned in Sif Gimel. We have the Machlokes, the Rashba, and the Ran. If a piece of salty kosher meat is touching non-salty treif meat, will it have an effect on the treif meat? So according to the Rashba, it won't have an effect on the treif meat. But according to the Ran, it will. So the same thing here. The question is the salt on the piece of meat, which is in the middle of Shir Malicha, have an effect on the other piece of meat? According to the Rashba, it will not have an effect. And according to the Ran, it will have an effect, and therefore will cause the dam be'en to go into the meat. Lamaisa, the Gilui Mashal says that we could be meikel, because since there's already many Rishonim that hold that meat that was salted without the Zecher Rishonim could be resalted. And over there, the Ramah is meikel in a hefsid. So over here, even without a hefsid, we can rely on the Rashba and be meikel in all cases to permit the meat to be resalted. Now let's see the Ramah. Ramah says, Vafilu b'di'eved noyhagim le'esroi im nafal basar shekvar polat kol domoi v'tziroi etzel basar shleisho adayin shir malicha. Even b'di'eved, the minig is to aser meat that all the blood and tzir came out that fell onto meat that was in the middle of shir malicha. This is the last stage, that there's no blood or tzir left, and therefore if it absorbs blood from the piece that's in the middle of Shir Malicha, it'll have no tzir to take out the blood, and therefore it will be asur. There are those that hold that for 24 hours it gives off tzir. The Mechaber brought the Rashba that holds that tzir comes out for 12 hours. Now there are more brings that there are those that are more mekel and hold that tzir comes out for 24 hours. If it touches within 24 hours meat that was salted and did not yet wait Shir Malicha, it's not aser, and that's the minig. Ach, v'makam she'ein hefsid meruba yesh la'esroi la'achar 12 shois v'koydim lezeh ein la'achmer klal. If there's no hefsid meruba and a piece of meat was salted between 12 and 24 hours, fell onto a piece of meat in the middle of Shir Malicha, we should aser the meat. But before 12 hours, it's mutter, since according to everyone, there's tzir coming out. If it wasn't salted at all, even if it fell into tzir, which we'll see in the next year, this is the case of falling into tzir, we don't aser the meat, because when it's salted to remove its own blood, it will remove the blood that it absorbs from the other piece. So what comes out is that according to the Ramah, the first four stages are mutter. Stage one, if it wasn't washed, we said before, the dam bein won't go in, unless it's a lot of pieces, like the Shach says. Stage two, that it was washed and not salted, even though it absorbs blood, this blood will come out when the meat itself is salted. Stage three is it itself is being salted. That's what we spoke about in the beginning of the simen. Stage four is that it's after shem alicha in under 12 hours. So over here, since it's giving out seer, it's mutter. We'll see this is a machlikus between the Taz and Shach, why it's mutter. According to the Taz, it holds the ikar reason is, of Aida de Yiflet, we say that it's mutter because even though it absorbs the blood, it will come out through the seer. And according to the Shach, he says Aida de Torah, and therefore it doesn't get absorbed at all. Stage 5 is between 12 and 24 hours. In this case, the Ramah says it's only mutter and absent meruba. And stage 6, after 24 hours, the Ramah says the meat is usher because there's no tzir for it to come out on. Because the meat is not giving off the tzir. So now let's see the Taz, Sifkat and Taz Zayin. This Taz is the Makor of the Machlekes that we've already spoken about in the beginning of Licha. In Simet Samach Tes, Sif Dalet, about whether washing it closes the nikvei plato or not. So we'll learn about the first two-thirds of the Taz in this year, and the last third is really Nogea, blood falling into Tzir, which is case 2 and 3, that will leave for the next year. So let's see. The Taz says, Im Noga Terksman Zeh Ein Neser. If it falls onto a piece of middle of Shem Alicha, it's not Aser, Kivan Shadayin Torid Liflei Tzir Shaloi, since it's giving off Tzir, Balat Nami Masha Balam Echatichot Shaloi Nimlecha. It will give off what it absorbed from the piece that was not finished being salted. Like we said, the holds of Aida de Yiflet. So the Taz continues, because of Ramah, the Torah's Chatos, Dahainu Dafko Shel Yehuda Chabosar HaNimlach Achar HaMalicha. This is only if it wasn't washed after it was salted. This said it's mutter. Since tzir is coming out, it's only if it wasn't washed. Avalam Hudach LaAchar HaMalicha Asai, if it was washed after it was salted, LeYaminin DeYachsav YimLichenu, V'yotza HaTzir Shebaleya Al Yadei HaTzir Shebegufay, we do not say that you can salt it again, and the tzir will come out through the tzir of its own, the me'acher shenimlach pam echad behudach nistamin nikvei haplata. Since it was already salted and washed, the nikvei plata close v'shuv leyiftachu b'shuv hatzir shabayi, and it cannot be reopened through its own tzir. And therefore, since it won't be reopened, the tzir that it gets absorbed won't come out. Ad kan l'shayni. This is the lesson of the Torah's Chatos.
So we see that according to the Teres Chatas, washing closes the Nikvei Pleita.
So the Taz says, "Isvora zois mashma kain b'divri haran b'shem harav Rabbeinu Yoina b'perakol abaser." This svora that the Hadochas closes the Nikvei Pleita is brought in the Ran in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina. B'pshat dogim bo'ifas shemochan by the sugya of fish and chicken that was salted. Shehish v'baser shenimlach v'yotze midei damai v'hudach v'baser shenimlach opalat kol damai v'tziroi. Ein shom. Because Rabbeinu Yoina equates meat that was salted to take out all its blood and was washed with meat that was salted and all the blood and seer came out. Because Rabbeinu Yoina is the opinion that holds of Aida de Yiflet, and he says that once it's washed or all the seer came out and it's put together with a piece of meat that's in the middle of Shem Alicha, in such a case it's Aser. So the Taz says, Mashma de Acha Sheyotze Hadam, that after the blood comes out, Oisa ha'adocha shenistamin nikvei ha'pleita le'inin ha'tzir shabai, that the washing closes the nikvei ha'pleita of the tzir. Tomoyim ha'yashoye b'loi ha'docha acha ha'malicha yom sholem, gives it the same din as if you left it without doing ha'docha for 24 hours. Sha'az gam ken kol ha'tzir shabai.
That over there too,
the tzir is finished coming out and therefore it will be aser. So you see that the Taz learns Rabbeinu Yoina that the reason why it's aser if it was washed is because we say that the hadacha closes the nikvei plata. And therefore, the blood will no longer come out along with the tzir. So, Kiveger and the Mishpat Seisov in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek argue and say there's no raya from Rabbeinu Yoina. The Taz learned Rabbeinu Yoina that tzir will take out blood. But the reason it doesn't help in this case is because the hadacha closed the nikvei plata. Kiveger and the Tzemach Tzedek hold that Rabbeinu Yoina holds that seer won't take out blood. The only time we say add the yiflait is if there's blood in the meat. When it takes out its own blood, it will take out the blood that it absorbs. But when it's giving off seer, it won't take out the blood that it absorbs. However, if this seer, we say add the torid, and it won't get absorbed. So if this blood or tzir coming out, we say added to Torah, then it won't get absorbed. But if it's washed, so now there's no tzir coming out, so the blood will get absorbed, and now it won't come out because blood won't come out with the tzir. So what Hadocha makes it that we can't say I did the Torah, but it could be, according to those that hold, if I did the Yiplate on Bet Seer, it could be that washing won't close in the clay plate, and the meat can be resalted to take out its tzir, and once it takes out its tzir, according to those that hold of I did Yiplate Bet Seer, the blood will come out.
So we have no proof from the Ran that Hadocha closes the Nikvei Plata.
So then the task continues, Ubatur Kasa B'Shem Rashba, Mezele Shoinei, V'yesh Matirim Gam Bezel Yidei Malicha. The Torah ends, quotes the Rashba, that if the meat was salted and all the blood came out, and was salted with another piece of meat that's giving off blood, this piece of meat will be Aser, because we can no longer say, I did the Yiflet. And then the Torah concludes in the name of the Rashba, V'yesh Matirim Gam Bezel Yidei Malicha. For those that are matur, even with this, through Malicha. The Torah Sabbai brings this in the name of his Rabbosav, and he says, even if it was washed after Malicha, it could still be resalted. So we see that salting does not close the Nikvei Plata. And therefore the Torah says, this Rav of the Rashba is not the Rabbeinu Yonah, which was one of the Rabbeinim of the Rashba. The Ran says in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that Hudach asks the meat and causes the Nikvei Plata, like we said before. And this Rav of the Rashba holds that washing does not ask the meat
klal.
We don't say that the Hadocha will close the Nikvei Plata. So on this piece, the Prima Gadim says also he doesn't understand, because the Rabbis of the Rashba hold that even if there's no blood or tzir left in the meat, we still say Kabbal Kach Poltai, just like salt will take out blood of the meat itself, or also take out dam plata that's absorbed from a different piece. So, even if it was washed and no tzir is coming out, it will still be mutter. And this is even if the Nikvei Plata will be closed. So we have no right to say that the Nikvei Plata stay open according to the Rabbis of the Rashba. But it's not because that they're open, that's why you could resalt the meat. Even if they're closed, you can resalt the meat because they hold that you don't need tzir to take out the blood. So then the task continues. Gamatur Nira Disabali Kain. The Torah also seems to hold, She'ein Hadocha Oisuklum, the Hadocha doesn't do anything. He brings the Rabbisut of the Rashba. And it doesn't say a bigger chiddush that even washing it helps. So why doesn't it say even washing Malicha helps? Because the Torah holds that washing doesn't do anything. So then the Torah says, and so according to those that hold, if I did the Torah, you fled tzir ena b'leah, so you won't have to resalt the meat because it won't get absorbed. Ela deyesh oy teretz b'toisus, the sabalei the shapa b'leah. There's another teretz in toisus that holds that it does get absorbed. Ela de hetter hu sheyachzer b'yiflatenu. The hetter is because of I did the yiflat. Okomach zechar to reish semenze, and therefore
if the meat was washed,
the meat would have to be resalted to take out the blood. So now this Taz goes on to a side point. If the salt was not yet left on for Shem Malicha, and there's still blood in the meat, we can't say this differentiation between Hudach and Nat, between if it was washed off or if it wasn't washed off. Because even if it was washed, you could salt it again. If it wasn't completely salted to take out all the blood, and it was washed, you could wash it again to take out the rest of the blood. If you say that washing will close the Nikvei Plata even when there's still blood in the meat, how will there be a takana for someone who washed off the meat before the salt was left on for Shem Alicha? And if you say that it's true that if someone washed off the meat before Shem Alicha, the meat is Aser, the Paiskim wouldn't have been quiet to tell us this din. Ela, since the Paiskim didn't tell us that washing off the meat before Shem Malicha asks the meat, Pashut Ein HaDocha Setemes, Ela Nikvei HaTzir, Avaloi Dam. So it's Pashut that washing only closes the Nikvei Plata if there's tzir in the meat, but not if there's dam in the meat. If there's still dam in the meat, the Nikvei Plata could be reopened.
where the Rama says you have to re-salt it, machmas yesh b'yadayin tzir, v'loy dam, hu mayri dafka b'loy hudach adayin acham licha havishayna. Anytime the Rama says that you should salt the meat again, and the blood will come out through the tzir, it's only if it's not washed from the original salting. Because until now we're saying that the Teres Chatzis, which is the Rama, holds that adacha will close a nikvei pleita of tzir. So therefore, anytime the Rama says that you have to salt it again, it means you don't wash it. You just salt it again without washing it. Ach yesh l'tumaya. According to this, the Taz has a kasha. Mashukasa b'Rama b'samach achazel, which Rama writes further on, b'shoha shir malicha b'nafal tzir, where the salt was left on shir malicha and it fell into tzir, teichud b'shoyis, within 12 hours, shiyachzer v'yidichenu v'yimlichenu, that you should wash it and salt it again. The heter over there is only because it's tzir that is still in the meat, and the blood will come out through the tzir. If you wash it, use the mikveh tzir. The mikveh tzir should close. How will salting help? It's a question of what the Yisrael heter writes. Even if it falls during Shir Malicha into Tzir, or is put into a Kli She'en Menukav, even after Shir Malicha, we do not ask for the meat, it's Mutu Kishachoyze Umadichoy Ummalchoy, that it's Mutu when you wash it and salt it, the Agav Di Yifloit Tzir Yifloit Hadam. So we see that you're washing it, and still we say, Adi Diyiflait. Habei Degam, Hu Tala Hehetu B'mashi Diach, V'yachzer V'yimach. We see he also says that Hehetu is if you wash it and salt it. V'yiflait Akav Atzir Shaboy. Delay Aminin Shenistam Nikvei Aplaita. We see too that the Isabetu holds that we do not say Nistam Nikvei Aplaita. So the Taz says, V'nirili Shabal Ha'isav Hehetu Ha'oruch V'cheinu Ramah Kan Loi Savalei Hachzor Duhutchu Nistam Nikvei Aplaita. We see over here that the Isabetu Hehetu and the Ramah hold that washing does not close the Nikvei Pleita. Like we said over before, from the Rabbi Sev of the Rajba, like we said in the beginning of the Sif. As we said before, that the Taz holds that the Rabbi Sev of the Rajba and the Torah both hold that washing will not close the Nikvei Pleita. That if it's washed, Malicha will help to take out the blood. Like the Mechaber holds, that salting will help to remove the blood. And even though the Ramah writes in the beginning of the Ramah that even b'di'eved were noyeg to aser the meat, that's only if there's no more tzir left. We're talking within 12 hours, and therefore, even if it's washed, since there's still tzir in the meat, salting again will bring out the tzir, and the dam will come out with the seer. Over Teres Chatzis, Kosev Ramah, Mamish Lahefech Mimash Kosev Kan. The Teres Chatzis that we said in the beginning of the Taz, it's the exact opposite of what it says here. Yisham Kosev Dim Hudach Loi Moel Achakach Shom Tikon, Em Nishtah Abosar Tchila Shir Malicha, Havei Chumra. Over there we said that if it's washed, and it was already left Shir Malicha, we can't take out the blood. Vim Loi Hudach Loi Neser Klal. If it wasn't washed, he doesn't ask for the meat at all. Dam Yunen Da Afshir Belea Medobar Ha'asrai, that over there in the Teres Chatzis he says you don't have to salt the meat again, but it will come out through the tzir. It's coming out. And over here he says that washing will not close the nikvei pleita, and you need hadocha malicha shenis. You have to wash and salt the meat again. So now the understanding of this line over here is the Prima Gadim explains that the Taz holds that touching a piece in middle Shir Malicha has the same din of falling into tzir. And therefore, since the Ramah says by falling into tzir, you have to wash it and salt it again, so by touching another piece of meat, you'll also have to wash and salt it again. And therefore, when the Ramah writes in Teres Chatzis that you do not have to wash it again, he must have retracted on what he wrote over there. Even though over there, he's talking about touching a piece of meat in middle Shir Malicha, case A, the Taz holds that there's no difference between falling next to a piece of meat during Shir Malicha and falling into tzir, that if you don't have to salt it again to take out the blood when it touches another piece, you also shouldn't have to salt it again to take out the blood when it fell into tzir. And therefore he says that the Ramah was chayzer from what he wrote in the Teres Chatzis. And therefore it will come out that according to the Taz, even if it fell next to a piece that's middle of being salted,
he'll have to re-salt the other piece of meat that's within 12 hours in order to remove the blood that it absorbs. However, the Shach holds that since over here, if it falls next to a piece of meat, being in the middle of Shir Malicha, we say, I did the Tard, therefore you won't have to salt it again to remove the blood, because the blood never got absorbed.